Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Hillcrest Family Services Clinical Director, Kelly Giegrick, about ways to spot declining mental health and ways to help family members improve their mental health.
With Father's Day coming up here, what would be some benefits regarding family time and mental health?
Positive family relationships can significantly influence and improve well-being, you know, over the life stages. Family time is especially important, you know, for our aging population and retirees, because social connections become more influential related to well-being as we age. Also, social supports at any age are also help to relieve stress, which can improve mental health and well-being.
There we go. And I know from the last time that we talked, you know, you talked about trying to keep on doing the things that we remember doing since the COVID-19 pandemic has hit. So is that kind of ringing true with family time too? You know, whether it's going on family hikes or runs or walks or whatever family activities they used to do, just keep on doing them.
Correct. Yeah. You know, engaging in family time, like I said, can really help just lessen stress, you know, increase positive relationships. And, you know, also if you have an aging dad, you know, it's even more important just because that social connection, you know, just can improve well-being and mental health.
Yeah, no, there we go. And how would you recommend family members sort of interact and discuss things when it comes to mental health? You know, that can be kind of a tough conversation.
You know, I would say communication is key. You know, you want to listen and be empathetic. I would suggest knowing some of the signs that someone may be experiencing related to declining mental health. For example, social withdrawal, sleeping, maybe too much, too little. You might see changes in eating patterns, forgetfulness, mood dysregulation. You may even hear some suicide ideation, or people may be expressing some of those ideations to you. And being aware of these signs is, you know, one of the first steps to knowing when to talk to someone. And, you know, the earlier you can intervene, the better.
And, you know, what are some ways that you would recommend men, women, anybody who would want to start to open up about their mental health? How would you start to recommend how individuals would do that?
You know, I would say become more comfortable with asking for help. And it could be in areas related to mental health or just in other areas in your life, just so you're just seeking that support from others. I would say knowing the signs in declining mental health is, you know, really good, so you can pinpoint that in other people and also in yourself. You know, being willing just to ask someone else, you know, how are you doing? How are you sleeping? How are you feeling? Stuff like that. And then also, you know, if you do that, you know, take the time to listen. And then as you have time, also, you know, try and involve professional help for yourself or others as needed. Another thing you can do, you know, is maybe engage someone in activity, and in that activity, then bring up the conversation related to mental health or something like that. So, you know, if you look in movies or books, there's some topics sometimes related to mental health, and you may be able to bring up the topic that way and then also lead into a conversation more about yourself or someone else.
One of the last things for you, Kelly, you know, we talk about the COVID-19 situation happening, and thankfully here in Iowa, some businesses are start to reopen, and, you know, life's starting to get back to a new normal. So what would you recommend some things that people could do to improve the mental health from home?
So some of the things you can do to help affect your mental health and also your stress level is, you know, now that it's nice out, get out and possibly do some exercise, go for a walk. You know, if you can't exercise, sit outside in your chair and just kind of, you know, listen to nature, get some sun and things like that, just to kind of help regulate your body a little bit. Really look at your coping skills. You know, do I have some coping skills in place to manage my stress, whether that's listening to music, journaling? Again, exercise can be a coping skill. You know, whatever that looks like for you. You know, are you engaging in activities that you enjoy? Those can improve, you know, some of your mental health. And then also, you know, just like the topic of our conversation today, mm-hmm. You know, are you seeking support from others, from family, friends, people like that, and reaching out to them, you know, as needed? You know, reach out to a professional, possibly could be someone at Hillcrest Family Services, mm-hmm. or another agency. I also want to mention, you know, just a gratitude journal. There's been some good information on that, that just thinking about three things a day that you're thankful for can boost mood and your outlook on certain situations.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Hillcrest Family Services Clinical Director Kelly Giegrich. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.